F-80 through the 111.
Yeah. Just. Did you say you worked on jet planes?
Mm-hmm. Jet fighters.
Yeah. What do those things present any special problems over propeller-driven aircraft?
They are more compact.
Uh-huh.
And of course more sophisticated.
Uh-huh.
Than your other type aircraft.
Uh-huh.
And of course, when you're talking about jet aircraft, as far as sophistication,
that's about the ultimate, huh?
It is.
Uh-huh. Is there any particular plane that you really like to work on that's just maybe easier or, I don't know, presents more of a challenge than some of the others? I mean, if somebody comes up with a plane to repair, you say, oh my God, not another one of those.
I think the F-86 was one of the best, mm-hmm. At the time.
Was that a fighter?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Of course, I hold an A&P license.
What is that?
That's an airframe power plant license from the FAA.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean you could work on commercial aircraft?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to...
Or private aircraft.
Is that a permanent license, or do you have to have it renewed?
It's permanent if you stay active.
Is yours still good?
It's not active now. Mm-hmm. But it could be, you know, reactivated by going out and working some.
Yeah. Do you think that you'd ever want to go back into that sort of thing, or are you happy with what you're doing now, or what?
No, I'm pretty well satisfied with what I'm doing now, mm-hmm. as long as the field is as open as it is.
Yeah.
In fact, I think it's more open than aircraft maintenance, because everybody's got a refrigerator or freezers and air conditioners, and it's more and more every year.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the quality of the equipment that's being turned out today? Is it pretty sturdy or shoddy or what?
Well, it seems in some instances that appliances aren't as good as they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think if we'll consider the fact that that an appliance is demanded upon more now than it was years ago.
Yeah.
They require more features, and anytime you add features, you add problems.
Mm-hmm.
And you might say, let's take an old refrigerator, for instance, that 20 years ago, all it had was thermostat and compressor and a light bulb in it. Nowadays, you got your frostless, which entails 10 times the problem that the old original refrigerator would have.
Hmm.
I mean, potential problem.
Yeah, yeah.
You got your defrost system, and then you got your timer, which puts it in defrost, and you got your heaters, and I think this is more the reason for people say, well, they don't make them like they used to, because they're going to get more trouble when you add these features to them.
Is there any one particular brand now that stands out as being pretty much better than the others?
Well,
reliable.
I don't think so. I think they're all, if they're somewhere in the same price range, they're all competitive. Some of them are a lot harder to work on than others.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. Really, I don't want to elaborate on who's the best.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's see.